Catch this. Catch this. Catch this. Catch this. And catch this. Catch this. What's important in the dating relationship? Number one, regulations. What are you saying, Pastor? You need some boundaries. You need some boundaries. You need some boundaries. Boundaries. Now, you know what has hurt a lot of single people? You've entered into relationships with no boundaries. And let me say a word to all the women. Be careful of making stuff too easy for a man. One boundary in a dating relationship could be on the first date, you ain't coming to my house. Regulations. Regulations.
Catch this.
All right, here's number two. Here's number
catch
two.
This.
You ain't feeling one. Let's go to two.
And catch this.
Now, he talking all that stuff. He got somebody.
Catch this. Catch this.
Supplication. Supplication is important in the dating relationship. Now, by supplication, I mean praying specifically. Praying specifically. Praying. Look what he did before he got to the place where he met the woman. Verse 12 says he prayed. And look what he said. O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day.
Catch this.
And show kindness unto my master Abraham. My point is in the dating relationship, don't exclude prayer. God, I'm going on this date. Show me some
okay,
stuff.
Okay, okay.
God, don't let me get so caught up in the way she look. I miss that she a devil sent from hell. God, don't let me start tripping by what he drives. That I miss is a stolen car. Supplication. And you'll be surprised how many singles in church have gone on dates and never prayed. Before you go on any date, while you dating anybody, you always need to say to the Lord, Lord, you have veto and power. And no matter what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling, if this is not the person for me, I'm open to your will. Number three, examinations. What am I saying? You need to give people tests. If you old school, tests. You know, old folks say, you know, I'm going to the doctor, they running some tests.
Hey, catch this. Okay.
If you a lady and you're out on a date with somebody and, you know, y'all don't know each other that well, when you're walking into a building and you get to the door, don't grab the door. Don't grab the door. Catch this. If he doesn't reach for the door, just grab the door, walk in, but grade his paper. You going out to meet with a guy and y'all go to dinner? When the food comes, don't you volunteer to pray? Don't just start eating your food. See if he's gonna say, let's pray. And if he don't say, let's pray, we 0 for 2 up in here now. Here's number four. Initiation is important in the dating relationship. Initiation means you got to take some type of initiative. You sitting back waiting on the Lord. That's good, but you got to speak too. You got to be receptive too. On the Lord, that's good, but you need to be friendly too. Sometimes you got to make the initiative. Ready for five?
Okay.
Observation. Don't move too quick. Don't measure a man or a woman you're dating by the first phone call. See what happens over the course of time. Don't be so quick to get wedding invitations. Don't be so quick to go look at dresses. All right, here's six. Appreciation is important in the dating relationship. Be careful of dealing with people who never say thank you, never say please. Never say, may I. Number seven, glorification is important in the dating relationship. Glorification. Now, my point is this, sister. Be careful of getting too close to a brother that's afraid to worship. And we've got to change our mentality. As ladies, you got to quit trying to get a church man and get a man that loved the Lord. Because just because he go to church don't mean he loved the Lord. But if he loved the Lord, he will go to church. He ain't afraid to say amen. He ain't afraid to lift his hand. He ain't sitting back all cool. Likewise, fella, be careful of a sister that's too cute to worship. So worried about her hair, so worried about her nails, so worried about her rouge, so worried about her makeup that she won't worship. Get a sister that say, I believe I'm going to shout on Sunday, so I ain't going to get my hair done on Saturday. I'm going to get it done on Monday because I can't let no hair. And if somebody say something to you, look at them and tell them, before I take it back, I'll add more to it because God's been so good. Now, number eight, communication is important in a dating relationship. Now, guess this. You want to deal with somebody that will share with you why I'm here. This is why I'm in your life. This is why I'm interested in you. This is why I like you. This is why I need you. And you need to ask people that won't tell you, tell me why you're here. Our number nine, presentations are important in the dating relationship. You know what this means? Giving one another gifts. Be careful dealing with somebody. Only time they do something for you is birthday, Christmas. Not only is it important for you to have a man or a woman that treats you right, but it's important for you to have a man or woman gonna treat your family right. That's the one. Why? Because see, I don't care whether y'all make it or not, your family's still gonna be your family. That's still gonna be your mother, that's still gonna be your father. And be careful of dealing with somebody that pulls you totally away from your family. He gave something. And then here's the last one. Meditation is important in the dating relationship. The servant brings Rebecca back to meet Isaac.
Hey, catch this.
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field. He wasn't out looking for no woman. He lifted up his eyes and he saw the camels coming. Verse 64, and Rebecca lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she jumped off that camel. And she said unto the servant, who is that man looking all good like Pastor Lee and stuff? Meditation. Okay. Catch this.